Resurrection Sunday, Easter, the biggest Sunday of the year. But why? Is it necessary? Let's start by talking about Mark's account. It's by far one of the shortest accounts and the most controversial, actually. Many, many theologians believe that Mark's account ends right where I ended, verse 8. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Some of your Bibles, if you look, probably title the shorter ending of Mark and the longer ending of Mark, because it's believed by many that the rest of Mark was added much later. The earliest reliable copies of Mark suggest that the verses following verse 8 were perhaps written by a scribe who maybe didn't like the book's ending. And so they took it upon themselves to write a new ending and finish it so that people wouldn't be left hanging. After all, the other Gospels, they had a whole lot more information. Why shouldn't Mark? Can we be accused of doing that? You know what I mean? Taking the story that ends poorly and putting a good spin on it? I mean, history has tried many, many times to rewrite itself, hasn't it? So why shouldn't we let Mark's story have a better ending? I mean, this is Easter. We all come to church, the one Sunday when everyone shows up on the same day. Everyone is dressed up and all shiny and happy to be together. The kids come home for Easter. The Easter bunny visits. The food is in the oven waiting for us when we get home and to enjoy. The music is always spectacular. The preaching is short. As long as you're going for a happy ending. And it's a glorious day. We've worked very, very hard as a society to make life as painless as possible, haven't we? Shouldn't Easter be painless also? We avoid pain. Millions are spent each year to find a way to not have pain. You can have brain surgery these days and go home from the hospital in a couple of days. You can have organs removed from the smallest incisions. You can have bypass and be up and walking about in a couple of days. Now, that doesn't mean there's no pain, but every day new things are being developed to make our pain just a little bit easier. We don't like pain, so we try to make things happier. We watch the news and we see what's going on in the world, and then we run off to go do whatever is busy in our lives. Or we turn over to some comedy show that we can laugh. Some days I just don't turn the news on because I don't want to hear it. We've become so desensitized to a lot of the world's violence because all that we watch on television and movies just make it so a part of our lives. Roy and I watch some shows, and after they're over, we look at each other and say, what kind of a person comes up with this stuff? And then next week, we watch the show over again. So why not take the story of Jesus' crucifixion and put a happier spin on it? We need some more happy, don't we? I asked my lectionary group this last week if any of them had any luck or trick that would get a good group to come to a Good Friday service. And across the board, the answer was no. I did my very best pastor guilt the last month. And we had a good group, but not many. We just don't want to think about the pain and the death, do we? Those who do come leave feeling like we probably should feel on Good Friday, not ready to go celebrate, but ready to mourn what Jesus had to go through. The tremendous amount of suffering. But we don't want that. Just like we turn off the news or lay aside the paper, we skip Good Friday and we jump right to Easter. But if I'm going to be honest, I've thought a lot about this Lenten season. Why do we really need Easter? Is it for the good feelings? Is it so we can get a new outfit? Is it so the Easter Bunny can come? Is it so we can let ourselves off the hook for what happened to Jesus? I mean, if Jesus walked that road to the cross so that he could die on the cross for my sins, then he did that. Why did he need to come back? At our Seder meal that we had on Thursday evening, we repeated a phrase that is often sung at Seder meals, Da Ye Nu. It would have been enough. The words we read, if the Lord God had taken us out of Egypt and not passed judgment on the Egyptians, it would have been enough. If only the Lord God had passed judgment on the Egyptians and not parted the sea for us, it would have been enough. If only the Lord God had parted the sea for us and not taken care of us and fed us manna in the desert for 40 years, it would have been enough. If only the Lord God had taken care of us and fed us manna in the desert for 40 years and not given us the Sabbath rest, it would have been enough. If only the Lord God had given us the Sabbath rest and not brought us to Mount Sinai and given us the Torah, it would have been enough. If only the Lord God had brought us to Mount Sinai and given us the Torah and not brought us into the land of Israel, it would have been enough. So I found myself thinking all week, if Jesus had died and not returned, would it have been enough? What does resurrection mean to us? What does resurrection mean to you? Is resurrection just the fulfillment of the scripture, or is resurrection a way for us to feel less guilty? What does resurrection mean to you? You see, if we allow the 8th verse of Mark to be the end of the Mark story, then it ends with the women leaving the tomb in fear and not saying a word. While I think that probably is the way that Mark ended his book, it wasn't the end of the story. Obviously, the women told the story or it wouldn't have been recorded by Mark. We can read the other gospel stories and we can see other accounts of the resurrection, ones where we actually see Jesus. Mark doesn't even show us Jesus. He shows us a man who says Jesus isn't here. But we know what happened. We know what happened because the tomb is empty. Jesus told us what would happen, and all we need is the absence of the body to know that Jesus is alive. Those three short verses in Mark give us everything we need to have new life. That's the joy of this day. That's why we can gather together on Friday and mourn the death of our Savior. That's why we can come this morning with such hope for a world where we see pain and suffering every day. That's why we can hold a newborn baby in our arms and see hope for the future, because the tomb was empty. We know that Jesus lives today. But that's not the end of the story. We know that the work of God continues on. God's work is not complete. We can't leave as the women in fear, afraid to share the good news. We've good news to share with the world, and we're called to do just that. There is good news. Let it be heard near and far. Christ is risen. Risen indeed.